In an unprecedented move and an indication that Gaddafi's ruthless days are probably numbered, several Libyan diplomats at the United Nations joined calls for the Libyan leader to stand down, and the delegation was joining the protests. Elsewhere, Libya's justice minister resigned, and in Cairo, Libya's Arab League envoy said he too had stepped down to join the revolution. Tripoli's ambassador to Delhi also quit, as did a diplomat in Beijing, according to Al Jazeera television. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, who's in Cairo, condemned the violence in Libya, describing the killing of protesters as appalling and unacceptable. Europe correspondent Philip Williams reports.
As the first leader to visit Egypt since the president was overthrown, David Cameron was in Cairo to encourage the interim military government to continue quickly towards democracy. But events in neighbouring Libya have taken such a rapid and violent turn, the British Prime Minister could not ignore them.
People's aspirations for greater democracy, for greater freedom, for greater rights, those aspirations should be met with reform, not with repression.
And the British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, was warning British travellers to avoid the country and for British nationals, now in Libya, to get out.
Our concern in the United Kingdom for about 3,500 British nationals in Libya, particularly some of them in the east of Libya, we will give them every possible assistance in leaving that area.
Other European foreign ministers meeting in Brussels also criticised a Libyan regime. The 27 ministers issued a statement deploring the violence and the deaths of civilians. And even the Libyan delegation to the United Nations has called on Colonel Gaddafi to step down, warning if he doesn't go, the Libyan people will get rid of him. Deputy Ambassador Ibrahim Debashi.
I think it is the end of Colonel Gaddafi. It is a matter of days whether he step down or the Libyan people will get rid of him. Anyway, the best scenario is to have him before the court to prosecute him and to know from him everything about the crimes he committed before, whether it is the genocide of the prison of Muslim or the genocide he is committing now or the disappearance of certain important personalities like the ex-foreign minister Mansour El-Khikhia and all the other crimes he has committed during the 42 years in power in Libya.
The United States has ordered all non-essential diplomatic staff to leave the country, and United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told Colonel Gaddafi the violence must stop. The Greek, Dutch and Yemeni governments are sending aircraft to evacuate citizens wanting to leave. The German government says it will help its people go if necessary. The Turkish government has already evacuated some nationals over the weekend. There are reports Turkish companies have been attacked as the violence and the fear spreads across the country. This is Philip Williams in London, reporting for AM.